Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. I am here with my lovely co-host, Lawrence Birch. Hello, Lawrence. How are you?
Bonjour. I am very well. How are you, my friend, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza?
I am good. I am well, thank you.
Nice.
Blessed to have another day, have another week, and to be here with you. I'm excited about that.
You should be. It's an honor and a
yeah.
privilege.
I know you think so. I know you think so. That's good.
Yeah. I'm humble about it, but, you know, it's good to remind people every once in a while. You know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm your host, Michael J. Espinoza, certified pranic healer and psychic to the stars, is here in the studio with Lawrence Birch. Huh?
Yeah. I was just saying stars in Spanish because it sounds so nice. Las estrellas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm shaman?
You're the shaman.
Maybe I'll be
shaman
to the...
Say that again.
Maybe I'll be a shaman. I'll be a shaman to the comet. Since you're taking the stars, I'll be the comet. To cover the galaxy.
Yeah. Well, I can be the new Walter Mercado, right?
You can.
Yeah.
You can be whatever you
amazing.
Want to be.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that documentary on Netflix, I think has it, about him?
I don't think so.
Oh, you should watch that. And listeners, watch that. If you have not seen that, documentary. I think it's on Netflix. It is amazing. It's called Mucho, Mucho Amor. I guess that was his tagline when he would sign off on his show. And
Wait a minute. I remember. So he passed not that long ago, right? Wasn't he the? He was
right.
Like a Mexican showman, right? Really famous for his theatricality.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen clips of him, I think, on YouTube, because he sounded like a character.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't heard of him until he passed,
yeah.
And I read up on him. Pretty amazing guy, quite
quite
the showman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really was. And them putting him on the news segment, I mean, it turned out to be an amazing thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when he died, though, but I think it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a really good documentary. So if you like documentaries, if you like astrology, and Walter Mercado is just a legend, and it's interesting to watch, see his life, and he was alive when they started filming it, so that was nice. Anyway, so today we're going to talk a little bit about working with spirit.
We are.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do all the time, don't we? hopefully.
Well, that's what I've been told, but maybe it's just an elaborate hoax. You know, there's a lot of hoaxes going on out there, so who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've really just been working all along with a dog named Robert. I just don't know it.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I did a reading the other day, and one of the things, it was a mediumship reading. And one of the messages that came through for the sitter was the person wanted to convey, that the loved one on the other side wanted to convey to the sitter that they were always there when the sitter spoke to this person. And I got the sense, the sitter never really told me this, but I got the sense the sitter never really believed that the loved one on the other side could hear them. And kind of when they would speak to the person, it was just kind of words. They were speaking to themselves. And so when the loved one came through, they were actually surprised. And the loved one on the other side said, "I hear you every time you talk to me. And I want to let you know that the dog," because the sitter got a new dog, and it was very similar in energy to the loved one on the other side had a little dog too. And it was very, it was high energy, and the dog's just kind of running around all the time. So this new dog is very similar to the old dog. And so the loved one said, "I love the dog because he reminds, this dog reminds of, reminds him of the old dog." And yeah, and then he showed the old dog being on the other side with him too. And so the sitter was surprised and by it all. And it was nice because it showed, it brought comfort to the person. And I just think that's so wonderful when our loved ones on the other side will come through to let us know that they're always with us, always. They never leave, right? They leave their body, they leave the vessel, but they never leave us. They're always around us. And so they hear everything. So it's good. Yeah. I think it brings a lot of hope to people. But then there's also people who don't believe. And so anyway, they, you know, it doesn't matter what you tell them, they're not going to believe it either. So that's, yeah. What do you think?
So was the person that you did the reading for, the sitter, were they, obviously, they wanted to know because they booked a reading with you, but were they kind of on the fence or doubtful about being able to contact somebody on the other side, or what was their position?
Well, it was kind of an impromptu reading. the person was actually a friend, and the friend has never booked a session. This friend knows I do this work, and so it, the loved one came through and was just like, "Hey, tell him I'm okay. Oh. Tell him I'm good. I'm here.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I hear him. Yeah." Mm-hmm. So it, mm-hmm. I think it's nice that they do that. And I think in the past, the sitter never really believed. I don't think so. Too much. Yeah. So, but I think because this was not booked, they did not schedule the time to communicate, but the loved one just came through and said, "Hey, can you give a message to him?" And I said, "Okay." Yeah.
Does that happen for you fairly often or just occasionally?
Occasionally. Yeah. Because I've let it. It's known. It's kind of like, you know, when I clock out, don't bug me. I don't want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of, do your guides come to you often to give messages to people?
You know, they probably would more if I would encourage it, but I'm pretty particular about when I'm open to that and when I'm not. So, I know from, you know, when I work with them that they'd always, you know, they're always asking why I don't spend more time with them or do more work with them. And I'm pretty respectful and pretty circumspect about people's privacy. So I tend to err on the side of getting somebody's express permission. I guess that's because I've just had too many experiences where people have kind of, you know, mostly with good intention, just spontaneously offered me stuff or said stuff, and it always just kind of catches me off guard to me about things. And I wasn't always receptive, and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't want to be insulting or rude, but I also felt, you know, a little bit like it's a boundary violation. It's kind of like, you know, the way I view it, it's sort of like talking to somebody that the person knows in a way behind their back, and they're saying, oh, hey, you know, so-and-so thinks that, you know, you should brush your teeth twice a day because your breath stinks, you know, or whatever the message is that comes through. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but, you know, it's like, well, tell so-and-so I don't really care, you know, I don't want to hear that or whatever. So, I do get, you know, what comes through a lot more regularly, you know, just because of that, just that's who I am, I guess, is plants will talk to me about stuff, right? So not so much like a spirit saying, hey, tell this person that they're going to win the lottery tomorrow. It's more like plants will say, hey, you should really, you know, make some medicine with me because somebody's coming into your circle who's going to need it. And I'll be like, oh, really? Okay, I'll get on that. So
wow.
I would say that.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's more frequent.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes Christians say specific, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, do you have a specific plant in your house to communicate with you, or just as you're going throughout your day, plants around you? How does that work?
Sometimes on the show I talk about my garden. I do have some plants that are my house plants, but they're in my office, so I don't really have space for them in the sunlight in my house. But, and those, you know, some of those I've had for almost 20 years. So we have a pretty good relationship. But
nice.
But yeah, no, yeah. So there's a plant that came up in my mom's garden that was really striking. And I was like, oh, you know, either I'm going to pull this thing out or I'm going to do something with it. And so I looked it up to make sure. I thought it was a plant called Biden's. And I was familiar with it, but not as familiar with its uses. And when I looked it up, it had a whole list of applications as antiviral. And I was kind of excited. I was like, oh, great. You know, maybe this will be something that, you know, will help people with, you know, with COVID or something. There's no research on it or anything, but, you know, it never hurts to have one of those on hand. So, but it's a really striking plant. It looks a little bit like a cannabis plant when it's younger, and then it developed some secondary pigments, and now it's gotten turned from green to purple, and it's just starting to flower little yellow sunflowers. So,
nice.
But I need to tincture it soon before it goes to seed. Make
cool.
some medicine. Yeah.
Very nice. I like that. So should we take a call? You want to go to the phones and take a call?
Take a call from somebody from maybe New York. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're looking for New York callers. All right. Here we go. I missed that accent. Okay, so here we go. So, all right. So we're going to go to the switchboard calls. We're going to say your area code. So please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Speak slowly and clearly, please. And that would be much appreciated. Okay, here we go. Area code 404. Hello, 404. You are on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I am Ashley, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Ashley from Atlanta. Nice.
Hi. Hi.
How's Atlanta?
Yeah.
We're good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah? Nice.
All right. Nice. How can we help you, Ashley from Atlanta?
I'm just asking, just what do you see for a new job coming up or any job leads?
A new job or job leads?
Yeah. Well, mostly new job.
A new job. All right. Let's see. I'm getting, it feels like something's going to start forming, something's going to start coming your way. You need to really focus on what you want, though, because they're showing me it feels kind of like I just want to get out of here and do something else. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is,
and
yeah.
Right, and they're like... You know, do you want to go out of the fire or out of the frying pan into the fire? Probably not. So it's they're mm-hmm. saying, like, instead of just getting you to switch jobs, mm-hmm. they really want you to focus on what you want and what you're looking for. And so when you talk to your guides, be very specific about what you want. So do you have an mm-hmm. idea of a new job that you want?
Something remote, where I can travel, but mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out different categories and things that I may like to do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think, you know, it's kind of like you need to do some homework right now.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, everybody.
Are your muffins ready, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, while Michael's taking care of his baked goods, I'll just step in here a little bit, Ashley. So, Hey, it's Lawrence. So, you know, what I was getting for you was, are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. The hit I got was that there's somebody at who's a colleague or works with you or is at your place of employment who could be really instrumental in helping you move into a different field.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody you already know. They're just a resourceful person. They may have actually done the type of work that you're looking to get into more, the remote work, you know, or whatever it's going to be. I'm not really sure who that is, but I would, suggest that you take a look at people that you know who you may have already talked about, you know, wanting to change your employment situation and just start having conversations with them about, you know, things that they may be able to tell you about yourself that'll be helpful, or just some insight. And I would also kind of echo what Michael said. You know, when sometimes what happens is you just get to a point where you're just ready to leave some, you know, something that you're working with, or you're ready to do something different. And, you know, your spirit guides are all always on your team, right? But they also need something to work with. So the more specific and concrete you can be and, you know, do that research you're talking about and kind of narrow it down, the more likely, you know, you're giving the universe essentially material to work with, rather than just kind of casting your net so wide and, you know, you end up with any old fish, right? So does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
are you able to see what exactly I'm good at doing?
What you're good at doing? Well, I think part of what you're good at doing that you bring to your positions of employment is being yourself and being a people person. So there's part of you that really enjoys interacting with people who are, you know, I guess what it really is about, it's about you helping people. Like, you really like being of service to people. And I think that is part of what really makes you feel fulfilled at the end of the day, is when you have direct evidence that you've changed somebody's life. So you're kind of like, you're like a transformer for people, right? You're transformational. You help people connect with either things that they need or services or things like that. So I would say, in a sense, if you had to put it in a category, it's kind of like, you know, social work in a way, something like that, where you're helping people better themselves or get new skills or learn things that are going to improve their life. That's the category that I would place you in, that where you will really shine and do the best.
Okay. And what about if you don't like social work?
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm necessarily calling it traditional social work, in the sense that, you know, you're dealing with people or your clients, and you're sitting down in an office. But maybe another way to think about it is just kind of helping improve society one by one, you know, working with a person at a time. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that, and I wasn't really getting like a traditional social worker vision, but that was just kind of the category that I could see fitting it into the best, rather than, you know, like working in manufacturing or something like that. But yeah, something where you're, you know, just really making a difference in people's lives, so that they, you know, they feel like, you know, you were the key step for them to get out of whatever situation they were in that wasn't serving them, and to start making some positive changes, whether it's, you know, education or, you know, new job opportunity, something like that.
Okay. Awesome.
One other thing. I'm back. Sorry about the interruption,
okay.
Everybody.
Sure, no problem.
How are the muffins?
Did you say muffins?
I hope you made chocolate chips. They're my favorite.
Okay.
They are now charcoal briquettes. They're starters for your fire.
You can just break the top.
There you go. So the thing I was getting for you, Ashley, as Lawrence was talking, your guides are saying they really want you to really challenge yourself here and not just get something that is easy that you slide into, but really think bigger and push yourself.
Okay.
And it's, you know, where it's kind of like you're going to have to be a little scared, right, to go into some unknown territory.
Do you see what it is? Because I this is the thing. You know how you think you like something? Because I've been trying different. It's easy to get employment, but then I end up not liking it. So I'm like, okay, what is it? And
well,
I'm just trying to.
Right.
And
the
it's like a cycle,
that I do.
Vicious one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is something where you have to really challenge yourself and really, but do some, really do some homework and start writing down things that you like and things you enjoy and really start trying to figure out what is that thing that you like. Is it music?
Yes, that's part of it, yes. You guys are really, really good.
Well,
honey,
that's why we do what we do.
To the stars. Exactly.
That's, right.
That's why they call me psychic to the stars.
I was going to say,
I'm very
yeah.
minimal, man. Yeah, I think you just were both were accurate. So many ways.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's another, you know, he's
thing.
Another Rupert Murdoch or whatever that guy's name
yeah.
is, you know.
Really, really good. It is. So
it feels to me, it feels like it's connected to music in some way. And I'm getting singing, and I'm getting, like, recording, and also maybe a music producer. So, you know, maybe you just can't slide into a job, you know, singing. Or maybe you can, but it's kind of like you really have to push yourself now. Hold on one sec, they're saying something. They're saying when you do stuff, you're too comfortable. And you're not really out there grinding and pounding the pavement to do the music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I definitely do. It's like I see that, but it's like you always strive to have security. So, you know, and I guess that's the scary part.
Right.
The music.
Right. Yeah. Right. But it doesn't have to be, you also have to be practical, right? Because you have to pay your rent, you have to pay your bills. So they're saying it's kind of like, say you get a part-time job or, you know, or maybe a full-time job, but something that will pay your rent and pay your bills. But then it's like, you know, you can't kick back at 8 o'clock and start watching The Housewives. Like, you know, you need to get into the studio and you need to start recording and you need to go hang out with people who do this or whatever. But it's kind of like then you got to work two jobs, right? So you're working at what you want and then you're bringing in your income.
Got to get your side hustle on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. And that's right. And that's the side hustle. It's, you know,
so
doing,
because I kind of always leave, sometimes I leave it on the back burner and then I think about furthering education, maybe like changing
of
the career.
So they're telling me too that it's kind of like you need to start believing in yourself more.
Okay.
Like really believing in what you're doing and start recording some work. You know, start recording some music. Is it singing that you want to do?
No, it's more so producing, but I was more so leaning now toward DJing.
All right, well, start putting some stuff together. I mean, you know how to do that. You know, and they have, I mean, when I lived back east in New York City, I used to go to a lot of clubs, and I love music. And so a lot of these people that I know, they have stuff on YouTube, you know, where they're spinning, and they're playing this music, and it's getting out there. So it's kind of like you got to push to get yourself out.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was more so I had a creative idea and to incorporate the thing It's very creative, but it's just like, I do leave it sometimes. And I wrestle with doing the traditional, going for further, and then doing the music, at like higher education and then the music.
I think you have to really sit down with yourself and ask what you want. You know, is the higher education going to further the music? Is it part of music? Totally different.
It's still part of that social service, and maybe teacher, professor, college professor, kind of thing. So you can incorporate.
I'm getting no. Don't do it.
No.
Not yet.
Don't do it.
No, because you haven't invested enough time into the music stuff. You haven't really done it 100% where it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to do this. And, you know, it's balls to the wall where it's like, give yourself a time frame. So for the next, you know, 10 years, I'm going to pursue this. And I'm really going to give it everything. You know, because if you're always going to play it safe, you know, sometimes things just are not going to happen because we have to take risks, right? We have to grow. Yeah. And I think this is the part where they were telling you it's important to grow.
Right.
To push yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Let us know how it goes.
I will. Do you think the music has to do with, I had an offer. It doesn't involve with music, but it's that closer to that East area. Do you think I should take that and that would be good for me and incorporating the music as well?
Say that again. Ask that again. I didn't understand.
Relocating back to the around the New York City area for a job offer and to be closer to the music?
I don't think it's going to be a bad thing for you.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just have to say, I mean, the clubs out there were so much better than they are. Well, here in L.A., the clubs in here, it's awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't even compare. So go to where the music is. Yeah, there's a couple clubs down, I know, in Atlanta that are good, but, I mean, New York is happening.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
But also, too, I'm getting, like, think about going to a different country. You know, there's a lot of stuff for you to do, but think about it. All right?
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Good luck, Ashley.
Thank you.
Luck.
Goodbye.
Good night. Bye.
All right.
Yeah. That's tough, right? When we're
When's the last time you went to a club?
Since I moved here. Probably about 9 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I miss it.
That's why I haven't seen you on the dance floor, buddy.
I know. With my cha-cha heels. I loved it. It was fun.
That's right.
That was like my playground. Yeah. And it was just fun with fun people who just wanted to dance. And it was a nice way to release stress, too. And anyway, because I love me disco music, too. And I grew up back then with the disco music. So, But, I think she brought up a really good point here, and that, you know, a lot of the time we want spirit to just tell us what to do. And I
What's
know
wrong
I've
with
been
that?
There many times. Well, it's not a problem with it, but it's just, you know, the thing is, this life that we're living is ours and it's not theirs. And they're here to assist us, but live this life for us. If we have suggestions to give them and say, hey, I can do this, what do you think? And they'll give you their opinion on it. I mean, what do you think?
But can't they just fix it for me, Michael? I don't want to do all that work. Come on. Come on, just wave that magic wand you've got. I know you got some pixie dust in your bag there. Just sprinkle it. Just sprinkle some over me. Let's be done with it.
In my exactly. In my disco bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish they could.
Whatever. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, what happens is, you know, there's opportunity, right? That opportunity shows up because you make yourself available. If you don't make yourself available by doing your homework or whatever you need to do to set the foundation layer, you know, then you're not going to be at the right place at the right time. So, you know, we have this myth, I think, that shit just happens to people because, I don't know, you know, they woke up on the right side of the bed. And I'm not saying that never happens, but mostly when you see people who are successful, particularly in something like the music industry, whether you're a producer or, you know, a performer or, you know, something in between, they've done a tremendous amount of work to get there, right?
Right.
And and they earned it. They earned it, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's not, you know, music you jive with or your genre or whatever, you got to give people props for, you know, getting out there and getting their stuff there. And these days, you know, I mean, it's before it was like impossible to break into the industry, hardly, right? Now you can do your own thing and have your own platform, and people are getting found out that way, you know. So it's almost, you know, an inversion. There's too many people out there to even, you know, get somebody's attention. But it, you know, it can be done. And, you know, I think if Ashley or somebody like that, you know, wants to do some producing, do some DJing, then like you were telling her, you know, you got to take the risk. You got to fail, you know, and get used to that and really see if you have what it takes to pursue that kind of a dream, because there's a lot of other people that would also like that too. And, you know, there's only so many spaces for it. But at the same time, you know, you have to honor what your calling is and take it as far as you can, you know, otherwise you'll always, you know, be, you know, stuck with that question. Well, I wonder if I'd only done this or that, or, you know, if I'd only gone to New York or I'd only listened to Michael and put on my disco shoes that one night, but I didn't. So it's over.
Well, part of it too, I found that, you know, we want the roadmap first. Give me the roadmap, and then I can start doing it. But I have found that doing this work, it doesn't. That's not how it works. It's kind of just start, just get out there and take the first step. And as you start walking down that path, the path will start revealing itself to you. Because a lot of the times, you know, in the beginning when I first started doing readings, I would, you know, people would, you know, ask, well, what do I need to do? And I would beg Spirit, well, help them, give them, you know, the roadmap. And Spirit would give them suggestions. Okay, do this. And they, no, I don't want to do that. And how about this? No, I don't want to do that. Well, it's kind of like, well, then, okay. Then you come up with what you want to do. So. Yeah, that's important, that we just have to start taking the steps, asking for help, and Spirit will honor you and the work that you're trying to do, and they will help you.
Yeah. But, Michael, I paid for the whole package. It doesn't come with a roadmap?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. I wish it worked that way. All right, let's go to the phone. Here we go. Area code 860. Here we go. 860,
hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Amla. How are you?
Hi, Amla.
Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, Pamela.
Amla. Without
Amla.
The
name. Amla.
Come on, Michael.
Yes.
Amla.
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
old. I'm old, and my ears are.
Oh my goodness.
I have disco ears. So sorry.
You
Where are
something.
You calling from, Amla?
I'm from Connecticut.
Uh huh.
Yes.
How
cool.
can we help
Very
you?
Cool.
So it's interesting. Just came out of nowhere. This person from high school, he lives far away. He's from Virginia, but I don't know. We just struck up a conversation, and it's just interesting talking to him. I don't know. It's just easy to talk. I don't know if this is opening doors to new prospects to meet people as far as the relationship is concerned, but I really like, he's very mature. And it's like, it's funny because people know me for years, they don't get it. And he gets me. It's really odd because it's very rare for me to have people who get me, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know what you think of this person, or is it just a random, just an encounter? It's like a soul tribe type of person, or... is this the beginning of me meeting new people and possible of having a relationship? That's my question.
I'm getting, I think, what they're showing me, Amla, is it feels kind of like you need to do a little soul searching as well and figure
okay.
out what you want. Because it feels kind of like they show me like you're like at the beginning of this journey and there's different roads available to you. And
okay.
it feels like your guides are saying, like, well, what do you want? Because it kind of feels like maybe it's everything, all the above, you know, a friend, a relationship. They're saying, like, you're looking for a relationship, or you want a relationship, but you're not looking. So if one comes, you'll settle for that. Is that what that is?
Basically, because, you know, I'm a fire sign. I don't know if you know astrology really well, but and typically fire sign, I'm very quick, and I used to jump into relationships. And it's
mm-hmm.
not something I want to do anymore. I want to kind of create a friendship. And it's also my age, too. I'm in
mm-hmm.
my late 40s. So I'm not looking
mm-hmm.
to just go, oh, let's date, and I'm not crazy like that, so to speak, in air quotes. I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that anymore. I've basically reinvented myself. So now it's
mm-hmm.
like, I think that makes sense what you're saying. It is both. I would like a friendship, and if it turns into something else, that would be great. But
mm-hmm.
I think the foundation needs to be there, and I know what I want as far as my values and things that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah. So
mm-hmm.
that's to answer your question.
Well, I think, you know, maybe what you're doing then, right, you're proceeding with caution. And so
yes.
because they feel me, or they show me that these feelings, of it kind of feels like the intent is not there. And so,
okay.
you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, okay, I want a relationship, but I'm just going to proceed with caution this time. That's it.
Right.
I'm just going to be
right.
take it slowly and move forward. But
exactly.
they show me the energy, and there's just kind of like, well, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Those are two different types of energies, right? And so,
uh-huh. okay.
so does that make sense to you?
No, that makes complete sense. I think I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared because I'm not used to people. Yeah, totally makes sense.
So just all you have to do is set the intent
the price.
Of like, okay, you know, I'm going to move forward. I want a relationship, but I'm just going to be careful. I'm not going to move fast. I'm going to move slower, and I want to get to know people, and I want a friendship first. I want to build it.
Right.
As opposed
if it's,
I'll throw it at the wall, and if it sticks, great. And if it doesn't, it's okay.
Right. Well, what do you feel about this person, or is it just too early to make any kind of assessment, I guess? I don't know. I'm nervous.
What's
it's
the person's
weird.
Name?
You just snuck up on me.
What's the person's name?
Can I give the initials?
Yeah, give the initials.
Okay. T. Tom R. Ralph. T. R.
P. R. Ralph?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? P. R. Ralph?
Oh, sorry. T. Tom. T. Tom. T. and then R. So it's the first and last name. T. and then R.
Oh, T. R. Okay.
Yes.
T-R. I kind of get Tom feels like he's a fun guy. And I think he's open to a relationship as well. And from what I'm feeling too, I think he's very cautious about moving forward. So I think you guys are connecting on that level there. And
okay.
He feels very gregarious. It feels like, does he laugh a lot?
He sounds it, and we're just texting because he's in Virginia. It's a long story. He had a, he's very young.
That's
he was in high school. Yeah, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, I just get, like, he feels fun. I think this is a possibility, and I think you just moving forward with the intent that, okay, I'm going to move forward, and I'm just going to, you know, take it slow. One day at a time, and I'm not going to jump in, you know, and we'll just see how it moves. I think there is potential here. What do you have for her, Lawrence? Do you have anything?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you felt comfortable, sharing that you've had, you know, kind of some issues jumping into relationships before, and you don't want to keep repeating that pattern because, you know, you've done some soul searching, obviously, and you're in the process of changing things up, reinventing yourself. So that's good because, what's been coming up for me, you know, listening to you, Michael, working with you and the spirits and everything is, and this isn't any kind of a judgment. It's just, you know, this is what, you know, my guides want to make sure you're able to hear in a compassionate way. Is there's some real, you know, pretty deep, pretty profound self-esteem issues going on with you. And I think you're right on the money to want to make some course corrections and, make sure that you're involved with someone who really deeply cares about you and deeply respects you. And I think in order to attain that, a lot of what needs to be addressed and reassessed is just your own viewpoint about yourself, you know, how you perceive yourself and how you see yourself in the world. Because I think, you know, up to this point, you haven't really been too clear about that. You know, you've been really good about, making yourself available, but then questioning yourself and your decisions and your willingness to commit because you feel contradictory things about the people you've been with. And so, what that's about is about not really knowing yourself, number one, and number two, really knowing yourself enough to honor what you really need, not just what you want in the moment. So, you know, as far as PR goes, I think this is a safe person for you to try some stuff out with. and to keep it on a really, friendship level, and let them know, you know, if and when you feel comfortable that, you know, you're in a kind of an exploratory fit place and you're recalibrating, you know, how vulnerable you're going to be moving forward. And I would just, you know, let them know explicitly what your boundaries are and what you're okay with. And, you know, if you really are looking to build something solid, I think this is a good person to try this out with, because the sense I get is that they're not in the same boat where you're coming from, but they're definitely in the same place in terms of wanting to have something substantial and not just a relationship that, you know, tastes good at the first, you know, few bites, and then later on gives them some stomach indigestion because, you know, they got the wrong thing. So I think as long as you're willing to really be real with yourself and dig into some, you know, some really roadblocks that you've, you know, I would say you've kind of created for yourself, and really figure out what those are all about and address them and, you know, let them go or deal with them as much as you can. I think, you know, you're going to be successful going forward with this relationship, whatever it turns out to be, and any relationship you have. But I do think it all starts with you being, you know, really, really honest with yourself about not just wanting to do the opposite of what you've done, but to really create something, you know, that's permanent and really, you know, just authentic to who you are.
Yeah.
And that's going to take some time, you know? So you want to be, you know, you're fiery. That's great. You want to just, you know, make that fire last and turn down the thermostat a little bit so you don't burn out.
Yeah. It's true. And you know, the thing, I think I'm just a little bit talk that, how we connected is that this person was, he was hospitalized, and I'm actually legally blind. So there's a lot of, and I'm still losing my vision. I'm not blind yet, in air quotes. So it's just, it's just this whole like snowball effect of like, you know, something happens, I adjust to my eyes, just even the physical eyes, and then it gets worse, and then you have to adjust to that type of seeing, and it's just an ongoing thing. So it's the saga, the story of life, that's the way it goes. But it's just interesting. I think I do go back and forth just to validate what you're saying. I think I do go back and forth because this whole self-esteem, it's a ripple effect of the blindness. Is like, you know, people have dated me and they're like, oh, well, yeah, I really am into you. You have such a charismatic personality. And then it's always the blindness is like, they don't get it. They just, I mean, they don't get it because of their accents, not because of their mindset, their mentality. It's what they're doing. So anyway, it's just, it's very interesting. Now he's going through his struggles, and I didn't even know him in high school. So this is just that, this is just all like, it's fascinating talking to him. He's very mature for his age. I mean, like he's only a year younger than me, but it's weird how like it never happens like this. Like just having a conversation, it's just not easy with me because I'm a deep thinker myself. I'm very much of a soul searcher and a, yeah, I'm an old soul. So anyway, that's just a little bit about myself a little bit. So.
Well, you know, I think it's really good that, you know, you're just, you know, coming to a place where you're going to ask for what you want and not going to be, you know, satisfied with anything less. And, you know, it's challenging, I'm sure, you know, having a different perception of the world, whether you want to call it a disability or whatever, you know, your perception is of it. Whenever anybody's different from the mainstream, you know, that creates a whole set of, you know, different circumstances for people to adjust to, you know, and some people are able to do that with grace and really step up to the plate. And but a lot of people can't, you know, or they don't know how, or they're afraid. That's a big thing. So, But I do think that, you know, the more you're able to really open up and fall in love with yourself, the more that's just going to come out with every interaction you have, you know, down the line. So
it is really an attitude. And like, I think this not seeing business externally, it is an illusion. Life is but a dream that row, row, row your boat. And it's like, I've learned to see myself from the heart, and I see others from the heart, because that's all I have, so to speak, in my world. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have that external anything to base my judgment upon. So in a way, it's all interesting. It's all good. It's a very interesting life, to say the least.
You know, people fascinate me. And there's a guy that I love reading who passed not that long ago named Oliver Sacks. And he's written really wonderful books. I used to show a movie based on his life to my class back when I was teaching anatomy and physiology called Awakenings. And he was a doctor, but he was also really kind of I guess you'd say kind of a psychiatrist, but or at least a neurologist. But you know, in a nutshell, the movie was about people getting to try a medicine called L-DOPA for the first time, dopamine. And they had been, their brains had been affected by an encephalitis outbreak. So they were all pretty much paralyzed. They were alive, but they really couldn't communicate or anything. And so the waking part was them getting this medicine and then coming out of their shells and being able to have pretty much a normal life for a period of time. For many of them, unfortunately, the medicine only lasted for a period of time. They went back into, you know, that process they were at before. But just, you know, seeing people's experiences and the value that they placed on, you know, everything and anything that came their way, I think, you know, having a different perception of the world than the average person does, it really, you know, it makes things so much more meaningful and special, and just really, you know, valued. You know, you're somebody who knows what it's like to, you know, to lose something and have to make an adjustment and keep going and make the best of it while you do it, you know? So, you know, so you're able to not, you know, sweat the details and just, you know, think about the big picture. And those are the people you need to have in your life that affirm you and that get it. And the other folks that don't, you know, they need to just, you know, be minimized. But finding those people is tricky because, you know, they don't show up in your life every day. So I get that, you know, when somebody has had something, you know, that's changed their life, it sounds like, that has for TR, and they are like, they get it. Then, you know, you connect with them, especially if you've got this, you know, shared history, which is very, very appealing, right? Because you can, you know, get nostalgic with each other about stuff, why you would want to pursue it. I think, you know, the only caution is make sure that you're pursuing, you know, things with yourself parallel to this relationship, so that you're really, you know, just questioning, you know, some things, not in a way to discount them, but in a way to really bring things into focus. That makes sense.
Right. And I hear you saying, like, you know, stick with my boundaries, right? I don't want to change who I am, my core values, for anybody anymore. And I used to do that. And I get it. I understand what you're saying exactly. And I really do see life so much more. It's actually one of my lines as a writer. I've never seen so clearly with the poorest vision in my life. And it's true. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Like, I feel full. I feel whole. I feel so independent and just, you know, that's all you need. You don't, it's just an amazing feeling when you're so in love with yourself. No, not really much ego there. You just love who you are. And like, it's so beautiful. I wish you could just squish my heart right now, because I feel it so, I don't know. It's ingrained in me. It's just amazing. The feeling of this. So it's just,
That's all really awesome. Do you mind if I want to ask you a question? So it sounds like you've had kind of some degenerative vision over the years. If you could go back and change things so that you didn't lose your sight, would you do that? And what would
you
be different if you did?
That is, like, I love that question. Thank you. I love that. Honestly, no, because, and this has been asked to another blind guy that I was listening to a podcast, and it's no, because life is richer now. I can't even explain it. It's like me or yourself explaining love. How do you explain love? You really can't. It's just feeling, and it's there, and it's constant. And it's an amazing journey it's been. I know that this is my way to enlightenment, and it's weird, and it's frustrating as a human being, you know, being on the planet of physical plane of going blind, but the only thing that helps me go straight to the top, that northern star type of outlook, is look at how far I've come, and I've traveled the road less traveled, the Robert Frost thing. I've done it. I've climbed my own mountain. And nobody else can do that for you. Nobody.
Right.
And you know what? That's one of my lines, too. It's in my book. It's like, whether it's a hill, a medium mountain, or Mount Everest, it's your mountain to climb. Go climb it.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about the rest? Climb your own mountain and be proud of that. That's what life
is. Good,
yeah.
That's
a beautiful question. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a universal message. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're a beautiful person. Inside
out. Thank you. Well, and it's only because it's inside out job, right? It's like what you are, it's projected outwardly. And so, you know, the right person, whether it's a friend or a relationship, that's what I found out about myself. Really, it's so profound, is that, you know, I am enough for anyone out there. And so people who don't see it, that's fine. People who see it, fine. People who don't. But I love me, and that's the biggest thing, is that if you love yourself, you've got this.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, more people need to hear that. So you have a lot to share in that regard, for sure.
I do.
Amazing.
I'm doing videos like the other lady you were talking to. You reminded me of, you know, like recording and stuff. I'm actually starting to record stories that I've written on audio because I want to help blind people. So that's my next project for the next few months. So.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's just keep on keeping on. Yeah.
But, and continue with the good work.
And I want to just share one last thing. I just want to say one last thing, which is three lines. Shine love, shine light, shine you. Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing
with
us and the listeners.
God bless.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
Call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really amazing. I'm glad she's able to find peace in this and find herself and find love. That's really great.
Yeah, she sounds like a pretty incredible person.
Yeah. Well, guess what time it is?
Is it time for you to give me some money?
Yep. Wait for the check. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in for another, show. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also go to our podcast on Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify, and you can download those, and you can take us with you. Wherever you go, we'll be there. So, like and follow our podcast as well. So anyway, from all of us here at Blog Talk Radio, we thank you for listening. Lawrence, how can people get in touch with you?
They can call me at 541-344-7534. They can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. Check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. What about you, Mr. Espinoza? What's the best way to sign up for a reading?
You can call me at 562-457-0457, or you can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. So from all of us here in the studios at the Psychic Funhouse, we thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful weekend, and have a good week, and we'll see you back here next week, Friday. See you then. Bye-bye.
Happy autumn, everyone.